Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. How appropriate. It's also the 7th day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 83 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 92 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Whew, going to be hot. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into here. The crackdown continues. Twitter suspends libertarian accounts, including Ron Paul Institute director. This is surely important, and you bet we're going to get into it just as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, crackdown continues. Twitter suspends libertarian accounts, including Ron Paul Institute director. For this is from Zero Hedge. And today we get to see what the big game is. What was really the end game in all of this? One day after what appeared to be a coordinated attack by media giants Facebook, Apple, Spotify, and Google, and Alex Jones, whose various social media accounts were banned or suspended in a matter of hours, the crackdown against alternative media figures continues as several libertarian figures, including the Ron Paul Institute director, found their Twitter accounts suspended. What could all of this mean? Okay, and you know, Jones has already come up and said it's the Arabs that are doing this. You know, and let's go. On Monday, Twitter suspended the editorial director of antiwar.com. Scott, I just, let's see now. This treasonous occupation turned the internet built by the American nationals over to the Chinese just recently, and they entered net neutrality so that they could do these kind of things. So there was no open net. It was for a more open net, more open net, for more business, don't you know? But it just ain't so. This isn't what's going on at all. I have to say that From the Trenches WorldReport.com is has been the most since its inception attacked. They done things to us before anybody else even noticed anything on Facebook or anything. And what they're shutting down here isn't conservative. I mean, they're trying to pretend like it's the conservative. They're shutting down the conservatives. Well, isn't it? I mean, I know that Alex Jones's face smells like Donald Trump's ass, and he does hold the White House, and the Republicans hold the House and Senate. So, I mean, just how is it possible that, you know, these pro-conservative, pro-Trump Christian coalition sites are just getting shut down by these oligarchs? And I think the answer has to be that they're all in on it together. They're all in on it together. I mean, this is put out there for so that when people might have noticed today there isn't very many articles out there. Why? Man, the truth is ripping through. What happened? Oh, these people who, you know, are just went after Alex Jones because he's telling the truth. They had already shut down the truth to the point you can't even, you know, it's hard to find articles to bring out the what's really going on outside of this cabal they've created together. And they're in it on it together, man. Make no mistake about it. You know, go back and look at the, see if they, it's all that civil, gonna be civil war. Let's go back and look at the Civil War just a little bit. Now, here we go right here. Now, killed, wounded, captured, or missing. This is for the South, the Southern people. 490,309 people. The North, 596,670 people. Total deaths from both sides. A grand total of what the hell has this come down to? Can't get this number. 620,000 people. 620,000 people killed. But who didn't get killed in all this? Jeff Davis. He was the lead guy. I'm sure he was arrested and hanged for treason, right? No, he wasn't. He wasn't arrested. He did 2 years in a penitentiary. He was accused of treason, but 2 years like it'll the equivalent of a Lompoc prison for some guy who stole $2 trillion from the people and got busted and had to pay a $1 billion fine and do 2 years in the country club. He didn't die. The people who started, you know, who went out and promoted and pushed, and the people who said you got to pick a side. You got to pick a side. Think what it might have been if that, you know, I think the internet's already, they've shut it down. They've shut it down for all intents and purposes, but it's already done the damage, a damage I think that cannot be undone. It was just like back in them days, man, you know, they had the Southern guy. I mean, you can try, I mean, I know there's people that's going, oh, the South was riding South and the North or whatever you want to say. But the fact is that they went out and they coaxed other, they had to coax. They didn't, it wasn't a handful, the handful in Washington, D.C. or the handful in Virginia and the other Confederate states, these leader guys, I mean, that might have added up to, you know, 4,000 or 5,000. They didn't get killed. Who got killed?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I've been trying to do some searches on Google. I'm getting all these 403 errors now.
Uh-huh. It's been removed.
I mean, I tried just now. I tried Civil War's freedom of speech. I got a 403. It said you are not allowed to look this up, and then it says that's all we know.
Exactly.
403 area.
You see, the thing is, they don't really give a shit about the conservative Fox. I mean, I heard Jones. Nick, they're going to shut Fox News. No, they're not. This is just because if it's out there and that InfoWars can put it onto the net. You know, can put this conservative view, this Donald Trump ass-smelling view onto the internet, or the Obama ass-smelling or Clinton ass-smelling views onto the internet, then we can put the real stuff out there. This is, I mean, what they're stopping with Alex Jones, what the fuck's he got to say? He's one of the part of the Christian Trump coalition, just like Joe McNeil is.
I guess what I'm trying to say is Google has now effectively, you can only search for about half the things that you used to be able to search for without getting a 403 error. Well, this just started like within the last couple of days.
Oh, I know. I know exactly what you, that's why you don't see very many stories up on From the Trenches. So that thing, what I'm trying to tell you is, but they're throwing this out. This is an operation. Alex Jones is run by the fucking Israelis. Sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. And the Israelis are really running the whole show from both sides. Make no mistake about it. From the Antifa communist side, you know, and then the, and I heard Mark Kornke today calling it the Patriot side. And you got to pick a side. And we told you people in the beginning of this was the whole fucking idea. See, they've lost control of the American people through the removal of our rights and the removal of our wealth. They've got us down to we're pissed. Everything has a contingency plan. The first contingency plan we talked about were these so-called conservative patriots. They were going to have warehouses full of guns. And then when the Antifa that was created by the same fucking bunch right out of Tel Aviv or Jerusalem now, when they came along and they're going to be coming, the gun grabbers. See, they have to have a war to get us, just like I said here in the South, 490,000 killed, 596 in the North killed, to get us to kill one another. What would have happened if those people would have turned around and just shot the motherfuckers who were trying to get them to kill each other and just reinstated the Bill of Rights because they had been working at ripping it away? What did you get out of that Civil War? Oh, that's right, the 14th Amendment, making you a subject instead of the ruler. And this is exactly what this is designed to do. And Kornke was right, what I told you, what I figured him to be. Everything was hunky-dory. If they could bring as much, see, the whole idea is to bring as many of us into this as they can to get us to kill one another. And neither, both sides are the ones that have removed our Bill of Rights. But we're supposed to get on both sides of us, and we're supposed to kill each other down until to a manageable number. And at the top, there'll be a deal. You know, one side's going to have to win, the other side's going to have to lose. Maybe the head guy for it, maybe if it turns out to be Trump or Obama, maybe they have to do 2 years in prison. So as a show that, you know, you do not uprise against the Confederacy or the Republic or whatever you want to call it. But you got to look at this for what it is, people. They are now advocating. To try to draw us into this, they pretended to be us. That's why you only heard lip service about the Bill of Rights, and they never stand there and say, God damn it, they've removed our Bill of Rights. We, the people, have to take all of these son of a bitches on. They're there. They've done destroyed it. That's why they would not do it.
Yeah, Google just threw freedom of speech effectively out the window within the last week.
Yeah, with the full knowledge and the aid of both of these phony ass sides, the Trump Christian Coalition, they're in on it because both sides, what both sides wanted removed is what you could get it from the trenches, the full truth, the uncensored full truth. Both of them want it gone because they can't have a war where we got to choose a side and kill one another. If we know the truth, we're going to turn around and we're going to kill them because we know what they're doing. And I predict, you know, right now, like I said, old Alex Jones, his face smells like Donald Trump's asshole. And before very long, I'm telling you people, I've been listening all morning, and I listened to him come on after that Intel report. And Donald Trump he's on this righteous crusade. We have to stop this. We have to join. We have to fight. Join. And the communists, though, and they are a PETA number in this country. But you don't think they ain't going to be pumped in here to the sufficient numbers to make it necessary till they can get that 75% out there and get us killed? But you know what? It's fell apart on them. The internet's what did it. That's why this sudden thing, this ain't like something that everybody isn't going to notice. They didn't want to do it this way. They've had to do it this way, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they didn't fool us. Because we are not they. They are not we. We found out what the Bill of Rights was. We found out that we are the true rulers of this country, and none of these dirty son of a bitches that have been stealing from us since the inception of this country and the takeover by the original aristocrats, who were the original oppressors of the colonists, who rose up against them and had their uprising hijacked. They're the same people. With the same agenda.
Another thing, Henry, that was pretty awesome was that, you know, I'm not going to even talk. I don't want to even mention what it was because I don't want to give him any heads up. But your site got attacked big time with trying to log on to comment, and that's been fixed now. But As soon as that happened, I knew the shit was going to hit the fan. You got it fixed, but
like I said, Mark,
you know, that was a real good indicator, right?
Like
there.
I said, this isn't to stop the conservative. I'm taking your Bill of Rights away. I'm a flaming capitalist of words from the internet, and it wasn't to remove the. Anything else from the? I mean, they put the Antifa and they put the communist over there because we have to get the hate. The guy get the hate thing going and see an enemy that we. I'm gonna kill those goddamn communists, and the other one. I'm gonna kill those goddamn these Trump coalition people. These they call you racist and all this white. It's all been a fucking act, guys. It's all been a fucking act. Now I'm gonna tell you what's coming, and it has to come soon because they had to do this the way they had to do it. See, neither side got us. No, neither side. We didn't play the game. But what we did do during the Obama years is we fucking armed up. Everybody's got a ton of guns and a ton of bullets, and that's why they were. You know, first the idea was after they were called on it that the fact that you're not fighting for the fucking Bill of Rights, you phony lying son of a bitch. You never had no intention of it. You were fighting for something totally different, for aspects of control. And we talked about how the religious leaders got their own position in the executive branch in the Trump Christian coalition side of it. So now you choose a side. You know, you got to choose a side here and kill each other. But it didn't work. It didn't work for shit. So here's what's coming. Now you're still going to have to shoot these motherfuckers. Make no mistake about it. But what's coming is called conscription. The reason we could never launch a true uprising from this country is it's like, you know, like during the Civil War, how was it that they could go ahead and put big armies together and come together and fight? Well, they had a base of operation. You see what I'm saying? And that's all they got to set. That's what they've been doing right now with, the red state, blue state, this bullshit, and stuff, and dividing everything up. And, just like when the Rothschilds at that wedding before our Civil War sat there and cut a cake of the United States right down the Mason-Dixon line and said, we're going to cut them apart and make them kill each other. That's your present. You're going to make trillions off of it. What is going on here, people, is the same deal. But what it's going to be is conscription. Now, you're going to be in an area where the communists are going to come in. You've seen it. You've watched the old movies of Vietnam. They come in and are beaten. You're going in. You're in the goddamn Chinese or Vietnamese army. You're not Viet Cong or whatever. Regular Vietnamese. I can't think of the word trying to search for here. Or else you're going to be in one of the areas where the Trump coalitioners, they're going to come over. But see, they still make up only 25%. And this is what's got to happen, people. When they come to tell you you're going to fight for them to be the ones that fucking enslave you instead of those guys enslaving them, when they're going to come with guns. They're going to come with guns to force you, to press you into the service of their generals, and you obey their orders. They'll put you against the fucking wall. So this is what you got to do. When they come to your door because they're coming for your children, they'll be coming for you to fight this fucking war that they couldn't get going through propaganda, because before they could get the internet shut down, it just all got out. You take that 12-gauge shotgun with buckshot and you shoot that first motherfucker right in the face, would take his fucking head clear off, pump it as fast as you can, hit as many of them as you can. You might get enough of them until you can walk out in the street and then head on down the street, because we know who every one of these son of a bitches are. And I don't care if it's a communist that comes to your door saying, you're going to join with the transvestite, gay lovers, international citizen faction here, and we're to overcome the capitalist oppressors, they're going to have guns too. They're going to have guns too. They're going to try. Because but the bottom line is, just like what happened here back in the South, and when this so-called war or northern aggression, this is all fucking planned out. And people were pressed into service. And the rich people now, see, if you were rich, you paid for a subordinate to go in and do your share of the fighting. You could pay somebody else to do the fighting. But in this case here, they want us killing each other. What we got to do is kill them. If it's a communist that comes to your door, open that door and give him that fucking load of buckshot right in the fucking face. You'll know who they are, because it has to happen. It has to happen before any thought. I mean, this gun, the thought of this thought of gun confiscation, they've been playing that in our minds to try to get, that was working the one side against the other to choose a side. That they've been playing in our minds. The threat is when they're going to come to you And they're going to say, but see, they don't have, they've planned to have all the guns too, the warehouses of guns. If you want to fight, you're going to fight with our guns and you're going to do it. And now it's going to be, you're just going to fucking fight. We're going to press you into service. We're bringing this. But if we're out there fucking every time they do it, blowing their goddamn heads off, killing as many as we can, we so fucking outnumber them. We blow them. And at the same time, they're trying to pretend a war. The worst case scenario, we're killing them and they're killing each other right there in front of us. That's the best way to get rid of the problem, I think. Go ahead, Charlie.
I was just going to say, if you didn't want to fight, or I mean, the people that owned slaves didn't have to go to war. That was, if you were a slave owner, you didn't go to war.
Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. There's always, there are people, the people who caused this 620,000 people to kill one another, some brothers, some cousins and shit, to kill each other. Nothing happened to them. They ended up with fucking tons of fucking money in positions of power, running the fucking joint, and then they wrote the 14th Amendment to make you their subject instead of you being them being your goddamn servant. That's what the result is. This is what they have planned for this fucking little war they're playing, game they're playing here with us now. But they still...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead. Finish your point, Henry.
What I'm saying is they make up 25% of the population, and they can't stop what's already went out on the net. The Chinese, I'm sure they've had their best at it. I mean, to shut shit down this quick, they've been busy. They've been busy little bees, and they've been working for their masters over in Jerusalem, too. We got to get this part shut down. Jones, he's one of our agents. See, if they come out and we say, we've cut the conservative. You didn't just cut the conservative talk. I don't even read Alex Jones. He's a fucking traitor. I don't read his treasonous dribble. But because his treasonous dribble had to go, there was an opening for it. They couldn't say that we couldn't put up the truth about the Zionist Jews, you know, like, and divest and all this shit against the Jews. If they just started grabbing that, you know, and then Alex Jones, okay, it'd become pretty clear what the fucking game was, wouldn't it? So the game.
You know what's going to happen next, Henry, is they're going to start, they're going to flag people like, you, me, Charlie, Mary, Katie, and everybody else. And they're going to prevent us from accessing our cash. That's going to come next. Now you're not going. Then they're going to prevent you from eating or drinking water. I mean, this is what's coming, man.
Yeah.
It's not just the internet. They're going to control. They're going to try and control everything.
No, they're not, because we are still that 75%. It comes down to goddamn the individual. We told you it would from the beginning. If they may come to do that. They probably absolutely will. They're still the 25%. We're still the 75%. If when they come up to violate that your rights that final time, to take your property away from you, tell you they're taking everything, boom! Now you might die right there with that son of a bitch. But we outnumber them. We outnumber them 3,000 to 1. We, not you and your petty little... pack of traitors there with fucking Cornkey, or the pack of traitors with Obama and Clinton and company. We outnumber you. One shotgun blast to one shotgun blast, we win, hands down. And once this starts happening, it ain't going to be that way. It's going to be a full-out attack. There will be nothing to lose. The higher-ups will flee this country, and they'll leave their minions on the ground to be slaughtered. And all we have to do as American nationals to get our Bill of Rights back is refuse to kill each other and kill anyone that comes to us to try to force us to kill each other, or tries to just to kill the Bill of Rights through our persons, through our bodies, through our beings. All we got to do is kill them. We outnumber them. We so outnumber them when we're so bet. We're the biggest army on the planet Earth. They're playing a game, and their game didn't go the way they figured it would. So this is why it's all been so confusing this last week. This way, first you're distancing yourself from it, and then you're going this other way. Then I hear the broadcast come right up behind you, starting to talk about Alex Jones. You know, these people were all Alex Jones and Mark Cornkey. They were good buddies, man. Once upon a time. Joe McNeil, he's been trying to get them to all come together. You've heard General Nesser come up on the thing. You know, Mike Nesser, you know that you don't need a gun, Nesser. He's come up and said, we need to do it like the Alex Jones way. No, what they're trying to tell you, they are fucking telling you right now, they are trying to divide you into two camps. If you get Guy Carr's book, Pawns in the Game, and read it. They've done this over and over and over again. When they start losing control of the populations, or when they want to take a big chunk of real estate where they stand back and a bunch of people kill each other, and they just step in, hell, goddamn it, just like what happened here in America. They all stood back and the killing went on, and they stepped back. And God damn it. Hell, they ended up with everything. How'd that happen? How'd they do that?
Yeah, I just want to make it real clear to everybody listening. Okay, now they've chopped the internet off, so now they're gonna take our money, and that's why gold and silver is gonna be so goddamn important.
Then they're gonna
take your water. You won't be able to use your credit cards anymore at the ATM.
Okay, Mark.
Flag your ass.
Okay, Mark. If that's their intent, then it's time to pull the trigger on them, isn't it? Because we outnumber them 3,000 to 1. It's time to strap that goddamn pistol on, get that shotgun out, get your rifle out, shut this shit down. They cannot, they're not even close. They do not have close to what it would take to even make it a fair fight against us, and they know it. They fucking know it. They know we wipe them all out. If we do not, we see it back in the, think about back in the, 1860s when they were instigating this because they wanted the same thing. I mean, there was no righteousness in the South. Then in the South, they were in direct violation of the Bill of Rights because white people, black people, all kinds of people were being held in bondage. That could not exist under the Bill of Rights that was supposed to be in effect now, could it? And they were just vying for for more control because they were wanting to cash out the rest of the United States and to bring us under more control because finally we're supposed to end up slaves. See, the way they got us to come here and take this continent away from the original inhabitants was, you're fighting for your freedom. No, I'm fighting for your fucking money. Always have been. And this still comes down to mammon. It still comes down to what the ill-conceived, the ill-begotten gains of the people who have cooperated with this all the way down the fucking line, generationally. It is time. It's going to be the toughest thing in the fucking world. Because one individual, you see 20 fuckers coming at you, man. Yeah, I'm fucking dead. But you know what? I am going to kill as many of them motherfuckers as I can. And if each one of us gives that promise to one another, we're the 75%. The numbers dictate we've already won. And like I said, it may be situations like that in the beginning, because they're going to try to terrorize you into joining their righteous cause for Donald Trump or their righteous cause for the Clintons. They're going to try to terrorize you at gunpoint. But we got fucking guns now, too. Everybody's got a gun. All we have to do is swear on our sake for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. They're going to have that Bill of Rights. I don't care who, all comers, you come here to induct me into your, to violate my fucking Bill of Rights, or to conscript me into one of your phony fucking armies, both of which want to destroy my Bill of Rights, I got to shoot you. I got to keep shooting until I can't shoot no more, until I'm dead. Next fella's got to do it. Next fella's got to do it. But the thing is, people, we will win. And once we do win, then the punishment comes in. Your fucking punishment like it's never been seen on this planet. I'm talking about the total destruction of the state of Israel. I mean, fucking Palestinians aren't going to live there. Goddamn Jews aren't going to. Nobody's going to live there because it's going to be solid fucking glass. Destroy it completely. And then you start going to each one of these son of a bitch in world, because this is on a world scale. In fact, we're going to get into a little article here as soon as I get back from the bottom of the hour break. And I'm going to show you guys something. And just hang on and be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, rocks will swing, shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight mare, blood red roan.
How many of them can we make die?
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time. That was Heather Alexander with How Many of These Motherfuckers Can We Make Die? You know, Robert E. Lee, you know, he led how many to death? How many did he lead to death in the name of the righteous cause? But, you know, you couldn't call the South in the right because of the Bill of Rights was not being, I mean, the Bill of Rights said that you can't enslave people. Nobody could be enslaved. So you know what it was? This was an orchestrated war, like all these others. It's all been orchestrated. The only honest part of it was the uprising in 1775 when the people came out because the king was just going to get her done right then and there. You're going to be subjugated. I mean, what would the world look like if that would have went down?
Judith P. Benjamin was the Jew on Jeff Davis' side, and it was Albert Pike on the other side. They were, you know, instigating like lawyers do in a court. You know, they're just on both sides. But anyway, the Pickett's charge was one of the worst. 15,000 dead in just a few minutes. I mean, they would have just fought a guerrilla war.
Pickett's charge. You know, that's a little round top. That could have been taken the first day, and there was this one fellow out there, some mason or somebody, I think he must have been, who just stopped the charge to make sure that massacre, I mean, I'm talking about at Gettysburg, to make sure that massacre occurred. It was orchestrated right down the line. The purpose was, now you look here, people, you had total deaths, 620,000 people, which was a lot of people back then for our population. Where did all their wealth go? It went to these dirty son of a bitches. They came out of it unscathed, untouched, and, oh, boy, do you know that we have to charge Jeff Davis. He's going to have to. It's just like one of these thieves today stealing a couple of billion and doing a couple of years at the Long Park Country Club. You know, they call a prison. And then walking out in there, and they're all buddies again, and they're all splitting up all the cash, and 620,000 of our people, brothers, killing brothers. They pulled it off. They instigated it this way and that way. It should have been the people all together, like if we had the internet, and this is why, from the trenches, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. This is the most censored site on the net, period. Because it's... What if you just turned the guns around on them and said, none of you fuckers are going to rule us or rule our property. You're all fucking dead, and there ain't that many of you. We wipe you out in a single day. Same numbers as we're talking about now. Same game. This is from pawns in the game. They've done the same thing over and over again. That's what they're trying to do right now. If we refuse, you know, just simple refusal, they already know. I think they already understand. We're not going to fight for either side. Alex Jones was up there talking. I mean, he's talking about the same thing Mark Kornke was. Man, how weird. About the shit going on up here in Portland. Now, my family up that way, they see these Antifa, it's just a bunch of goofy asses is all they are, with a few radicals that are there, like Trowski. You know, they always got their instigators on each side because they got to get us to kill one another, you see. If they let's say they get us to kill three-quarters of us and only a quarter of left, all of our wealth is, they split it up. They got back control over the 25. This Bill of Rights is fucking gone because they ain't making no bones about the fact that it ain't about the Bill of Rights. It's about who's going to be the big ruler here. And then, you know, like I said, after the war, you know, Robert E. Lee, he became president of Washington College. And, you know, everybody was, you know, they built statues to one another and everything to play this fucking game with us again. If we refuse the game, now that's the toughest part because it's going to be tough in the beginning. As an individual, it's going to be tough because but how much tougher when you go out there and you're going to, you know, you got to, like there at Gettysburg where they're coming across that field and they're just fucking killing each other by the thousands. Just ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. How is that so much scarier than one fella, each household that they come to, each of that 75%, just fucking shooting them up as best you can. Get every one of them you can. And then the next person will see it, and the next person will see it, and they'll finally understand that what it is here. You got people pointing guns at you, telling you to kill each other. That's what you got. And that's what you got on both sides of this bullshit, too. And like I said, Alex Jones, you know, he was bragging about the fact that they had InfoWars shirts on down there at that same thing that Mark Kornke now supports, and that Don Boettcher called, Mark called them the Patriots. They were the Patriots that were there. You know, the ones following Trump, who has already attacked our second article, signed legislation to remove our procedural due process, signing directives to remove our bump stocks, has signed a draconian regulation. He has promised you, what did he promise you? A huger American government and a huger American army. And see the very fact that I see these other elements entering in finally into the equation, the people that were trying to act like they were us, they're really doing us dirty. We ought to get together and kill them. We ought to kill them for political purposes. But it didn't work that way. It hasn't worked that way. In fact, it's worked quite the opposite. People have listened to logic, looked at the Bill of Rights and go, what the fuck is this? What you guys are talking got to do with my Bill of Rights that is absolutely been taken away and destroyed by both elements. You think Trump didn't come in and say, I'm going to remove the Logan Act. I'm going to remove the War Powers Act. I'm going to remove the Trading with the Enemies Act and restore the common law courts to the people. That's not what he's doing. So that ain't what Mark Kornke's for either, because Mark Kornke is definitely, he can try to slur Trump a little bit on the side and try to hold on to what he's little bit he's got. But goddamn, you go down there backing those bastards down there in Portland, they're sure as hell the Trump coalition. And you listen to the people coming right on behind him on that broadcast that they want to get this satellite so they can get out further, because this ain't working too good for them. We got to get all over North America with our fucking bullshit. Oh, Trump is a saint. Trump. He is restoring the country to what it's supposed to be. He's going to put all the bureaucracy back in the hands of the people who care about America and going to make America great, instead of destroying all the illegal bureaucracies that could never exist, all the usurped power from the people under these titles, under, you know, they wrote in Washington D.C. under the lie of the Federalists that came out and said that, oh, you never have to worry about a Bill of Rights. We'd never try to build some kind of monster to take it all away from you and make you our slaves. That was the intent from the get-go. And these people they've been a part of it all the fucking long. I mean, generationally, they've had more than everybody else, and they've played the game, and they've been in the churches, and the dirty churches, and in the lodges and shit, and life's been real good to them, and we can keep, and they know that they're giving away a huge portion that belongs to the rest of us over these other people just so that they can safely have their nice lives and have their American dream and fuck the rest of us. And that's what this really comes down to, is fuck the rest of us. They look at us, they look down on us like a slave. I mean, they look down at us like a lower population. And the fact is that, I mean, it's kind of disgusting we have to be here unless they can get us to work for them for $5 an hour when they get to make $30 off of our labor playing this labor game. Like, the country doesn't belong to each and every one of us. This is the game. The country does belong to each and every one of us. And I think that the people that wrote that Bill of Rights understood this day was coming. And it's going to come down to the very fucking individual in the beginning. And it's going to have to happen. We can't just say, well, I'll wait until the shooting's a few hundred individuals to actually step up and do it, and I'll start doing it too. It's when it starts happening, you see this is the plan, you got to go after them. You got to go after them. You put the terror into them. You outnumber them 3,000 to 1. And do you really want to leave your home tonight to go and try and force somebody into this bullshit lie? And to conscript them, you really want to leave your home tonight? Think you'll have one when you get home tomorrow? We're going to kill every fucking one of you. And you're going to be deported out of this country. You're not going to live in this country anymore. You fucking betray us. We are the 75%, and all it takes is just us swearing to one another, I'll give my life. And what the hell is the difference in that than a bunch of fucking propagandists getting together and getting you to go out and die 10,000 at a time? What is the fucking difference? I'll tell you the difference is you won't be shooting one another. You'll be shooting the real fucking problem. The people who would have you kill one another, who would have you kill your own brother so that they could take more power and remove. And the 14th Amendment was what it was all about. And I mean, the whole goddamn thing, however it turned out, you know, those with stayed with. They still had their fortunes. I mean, Robert E. Lee, you know, became president of Washington College, and Jeff Davis, I guarantee you, he didn't live as no pauper when he got out of fucking his 2 years at Lompoc prison. This is a scam, people. I'm telling you, it's if you don't believe me, it's not a big book. It's called Pawns in the Game. It was written by a Navy admiral. He was a goddamn a priest of some shit, and he wrote it, and they killed him for it. But this is the game. This is all being set up, and they're all in on it. They're all in it. You can't sit there and try to, you know, throw a few bad things towards your leader of the coalition that you're backing out of the other side of your mouth. And then the next program come behind you, and we got to get behind Trump to take the country back for our people. No, it's not for our people. You are the people that removed our common law courts. You were the ones that were in control when the Logan Act was passed. You were the ones that were in control when the goddamn trading with the enemies and the War Powers Act were passed. You were the ones that were in control. You did that to take our rights away from us. You just want to be the slavers. You see, but the thing is, it always comes down to what they can't get away with, and why they won't argue it is it comes down to they are pita and we are mui. We outnumber them so grossly, and now it's not the same game as it was 5-6 years ago. The people, everybody is armed, and we could do this. We have the wherewithal to do this very easily. All we have to do is swear to one another on our children, on our progeny, that they're not our children and grandchildren are not going to be the slaves of your children and grandchildren. Even if we have to do it one at a time, we still fucking win because we outnumber you. And I'm not just gonna shoot the first guy and just stop. I'm gonna empty that fucking gun and then pull the pistol. I'll shoot as long as I can shoot. I'll just keep on shooting. And if every one of us does that, I'll tell you what, if every one, you know, they're trying to stop it so this doesn't get out very far at all, but there's too many people that talk to too many people that talk to too many people. The internet, it will be their downfall because too many people understand the game. The game is for us to kill one another. We're not going to do that. We're going to fucking kill you. Every fucking one of you. Every one of even you sit up here and talk about how you're on a religious crusade from God to save the United States, you piece of shit. Constitution, they call themselves constitutionalists as they're destroying our Bill of Rights. That's why they won't come up and say and point out how each thing that Trump is doing and that this so-called coalition is doing is just as much a violation as what Obama did. You know, it's all right to violate that Bill of Rights. No, that Bill of Rights, that's the people's. That belongs to you and me. And all we have to do is swear an oath to one another that we'll fucking die for it. They can't beat us. They cannot beat us. And this game they're playing right here, you watch how this is going to go quick. This is going to happen quick. You're going to see them all come together. You're going to, Don Betcher, he called it the other day, man. You got to pick a side. No, I fucking don't. I pick the side of the Bill of Rights, which is neither of your sides, and I'm going to put fucking bullets in you, you motherfuckers. You're not taking my rights. You're not going to make my grandchildren are not going to be the fucking underling slaves. And even though they are of higher intelligence, bit more aptitude, just because you're sleazier and you're more duplicit, they're not going to rule my children. My children are going to, and my grandchildren, my great grandchildren are going to live free. They're going to have that Bill of Rights that was guaranteed to them, that their great 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 grandfathers secured through them through the blood of death and killing. Now, yeah, we don't just owe it to our children, to our progeny. We owe it to them. They did that. That guy, I always think about that guy crossing the Delaware, freezing ass cold with that pike to go over there to Trenton and stick that fucking pike in that goddamn German. No, you're fucking not. You want to see to the lengths of what we'll do for our children, what we'll do for our rights? You're about to find out. Both of you are nailed cold. That's why all the shit's got to be removed from the internet, guys. It's all been documented. We've been doing it for years. Documented. It's right there. Yes. Goddamn. That cannot be called that. That's why Corky would never describe it in terms of violations of the Bill of Rights. It's just, you know, dirty these guys doing that. They, you know, usurping power here. It's the Bill of Rights. And neither side wants your Bill of Rights. They do not want you to have the Bill of Rights. They know that they have been the inept since the beginning of this country. That all they've had going for them is sleaze and the ability to lie without conscience and the ability to get somebody else to do the killing for, you know, to kill this guy for them, to kill this guy for them, and they collect the money. That's what we stop. That's what has to stop. And that's why that Bill of Rights comes down to the individual. It's not a group collective thing. It's for each one of us. And even like I told, you know, I got on the Christians the other day. The true Christians, you say it was endowed by your creator? You mean that God put that inside you and you're going to surrender it? You're going to surrender it to who? You're not even going to talk about it when what God put inside you, they start, well, that wasn't what God put inside us. He gave us, they'll tell you, he gave us our free rights to live exactly like the interpreters of the Bible said. And like I said, they're getting their people into the higher positions, even positions that can't exist under the original Constitution, into higher places of power. This is their assurance that they're going to have a part in the game. That they, you know, they're going to get to live. They're going to get to enjoy the fruits of the murder that's about to that they're about to help instigate. They're going to have people, good people, people who would never have a fucking crossword with one another, people who would live peacefully under that Bill of Rights and that common law, and live wealthy and enjoy the wealth that belongs to them by hereditary right. They are going to see you kill one another, so that just for their chunk, this is who they are. This is why they have and we have not. This is why they are they, and they are not we, and we are not they. It's not even close. You come up with a new political party as your answer to the removal of the Bill of Rights? Really? Are you people going to fall for that? And this is what you got to be telling everybody, because we're not going to be able to get it out of the internet no more. Because, like I said, all this playing these games, and then Alex Jones, this big old fucking story. Man, from the trenches, man, fuck you. If you get people could see what I have seen, you know, I guarantee you there's no site that's been more attacked. That they built the fucking algorithms around from the trenches. I guarantee fucking to you, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, they built them. Because that is the core of information. They don't give a shit. Donald Trump's going to tweet it on his goddamn tweet anyway, but Alex Jones, they took down his video of saying the same exact conservative thing, because I told you people, there are no conservatives, there are no liberals, no Republicans, no Democrats, no left, no right. There's just the law or there isn't, and the law is the Bill of Rights. And they want that law fucking removed. They want that removed so that we have no claim on what they think they've already stolen. Hell, they've been selling off our real estate, and that doesn't belong to them, to China, and places making deals. They've all this international dealing. What people just get, you know, just they want you to just concentrate on a little thing. Antifa was down in the streets of Portland hitting some people, and then the Patriots came along and they hit them back, you see, and it's getting really rough out there. And then they took Alex Jones down, because everybody knows Alex Jones, he's leading he's the tip of the spear to bring the Bill of Rights back to the people. Do you ever hear him even say the fucking word? Do you think he could come on there and even describe to you what any, I bet he doesn't know the most of it, but to describe it to you like we come on here and describe it to you, how it makes you free, how that you cannot own property without it, what it is and what it was meant to be. That's what they want gone. They'll play this game like, oh, they got Alex Jones. Well, of course, you know, what the bottom line here is, if that's pulled out, they really don't give a shit, because they, like I said, they hold the White House. The Trump Christian Coalition holds the White House, the Senate, and what's supposed to be our White House and our Senate and our Congress, they hold it. You think that if Alex Jones was a good conservative and really fighting for the people, and so was Donald Trump, that they couldn't stop this shit overnight? I mean, you got Yahoo, all these big people, like we told you before. You know, they're making billions of dollars, but they're not. You see, they're a private business, so there ain't nothing we can do about it. If they want to take your videos down and your stuff, but they have to take those down, those insignificant videos, so they can get the significant information that shows them for what they are off the net. That is what this comes down to, people. And that is exactly what they're doing, but it's out there already. It's out there. It's been copied 10 million times. 10 people have talked to people, and like this guy said, I run into somebody 12 miles up a fucking dirt road, and I can talk with him within 20 minutes, and that person's saying, yep, we got to fight him. I'm afraid for my grandchildren. I mean, it's there, and it can't be stopped, but they're going to try. I mean, we're at the end game of this. We're at where they're going to all join back together, and they're all going to smell like Donald Trump's ass. All of them, every one of them. They've all played their part. They've all sold you out in the war that's going to come along one of these days. When the day comes, oh boy, what boy, that was a fine one, to get you to go, well, man, these people are actually going to do something. They're going to go fight, and at least I don't have to. And that's what it is. People are like sheep. You know, the sheep will go try to work their way to the middle of the herd so the wolf gets the one on the outside. What difference does it make if we die one at a time or 10,000 at a time? As long as we're killing the fucking enemy at a higher rate than they're killing us, not to mention we outnumber them 3,000 to 1. we win. But we got to have the balls to do it, and we have to have the fortitude. If you don't do this, I promise you, people, your grandchildren will live as slaves beneath the worst trash you can ever fucking imagine. And if they get a chance to go to where you're buried, they will piss on your grave, because you will deserve to have your grave pissed on. And if you're the man who, that guy who carried that pike at Trenton, if he could come up out of the ground right now, he'd come stab it right through your fucking heart for being a traitor to what he fucking died to get you. And that is the truth. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep talking to each other, saying, hey, man, this is what it is. This is what they're going to try to do. And when you tell people, you know, we've showed it here. We've given like I said, we are number one. I don't give a shit what nobody says. We have showed you exactly what they were going to do, and then watched them do it and said, right down the goddamn, see, told you. And then that, I mean, right in line, not missing by, not even a little bit. You think we're missing now? Because we're not. And this is what people got to be taught. It's now they're at the point to where they're not going to be able to do this through lies and sleaze and propaganda and two-faced bullshit. They're going to have to come out, reason we've never had a revolution yet is because we have no base of operation. But you're going to have it now, because you have two sides that are actually government entities. You are going to have the red state, blue state kind of thing. You've got places where you could actually set up the people in the tens of thousands and the hundreds of thousands to come out and slaughter each other. They never had that before. It was just, the idea, all they had left to do was to put the people in the two camps and get them to killing each other. And then when it was all over, they would all be dead. All their property would be forfeited. There'd be less of them having tons more. And the people who instigated the whole thing would be sitting back laughing, eating caviar and snorting cocaine and talking about just how fucking stupid the American National is. You people think about it, and you think about it long and hard. And that being said, this broadcast was brought to you by Frederick, and that is The Word from the Trenches.